You're listening to Stories from Central Mass Podcast with your host, Mike. It's been a very eventful day with not much events really actually happening. In fact, I'm recording this at the end of the podcast after I did a couple of rants about an earthquake, a truck hitting a bridge, my truck breaking down, and my good friend Vince hammered sending me text messages about how I should run my podcast as if it's something that's actually running. And like I said, you're listening to Central Mass Podcast or Stories Therefrom of... What? Okay. So out of the clear blue, Vin sends me a text to our little text chain for the podcast. It includes me and Vin, Vin's brother Mike, and Jay. Vin sends me a picture of a bottle of booze saying he's having his own little podcast going on at his house right now. He's talking to himself. I said, oh, perfect. Why don't you send me in some questions, Vin? And he says, well, how about you stop making your podcast themed? I'm like, okay. Well, just, so then there's a big pause, and then he sends me another, just a random question, some lewd comment about women's anatomy and what they do with it. And I was like, Vincent, I'm not repeating that. And then he sent me a voice recording with some other four-letter words that are derogatory towards other people. And I was like, all right, Vince, I can't use any of this, you know. So then he sends me a text. He says, and I'm going to attempt to actually read it to you right now. It says, do a podcast about Whip 'Em Out Wednesday. Make it a stunner. Get interviews. I'm like, Whip 'Em Out Wednesday? From the Opie and Anthony show. And most people out there who know the Opie and Anthony show knew it from the nationally broadcasted one. He's talking about 1997 WAAF Whip 'Em Out Wednesday. I can't remember what I had to eat last night. And I'm supposed to remember random times people told stories about having boobs shown over the radio. So anyway, it says, go back to 1997 and live it up with your interviewees. Now, Vin must be feeling himself pretty good right now because he got a little bottle of, I think it was vodka he was showing. And he says, he showed me in a picture. So he must just be totally babbling and thinking about something. I don't know what's going on. He says, I have my two centos. Oh, I must say cent. Okay, let me reread that. I have my two cents to add to about those great times. I just educated a couple of younger younger workmates on what WOW was. So I sent him a picture of a guy laughing. I said, I can't say I ever saw any of those WOWs, Vin. He wrote, we've seen a lot. Drove around with a sign. JC nipple rings at the concert and gut them himself. Probably all thanks to Whip 'Em Out Wednesday. So obviously Vince cracking up at his own jokes. And I said, well, I may have responded before that actually came back. This may be a little out of order, but I wrote, Ozfest 97 was the only time I saw them today's. And then I wrote, after a long pause, he wrote back, I think a theme podcast like that would be a good times, plural. Jay said he wanted to do, I don't know what, and record. I'm like, I'm going to repeat that because I think he made it up. Now, you may be onto something, but not what you just said. In the meantime, hit me with some questions I can answer on the podcast. He responds, I'm cooking now, homie. But when I go for a dab, I'm like, okay. I can't use, oh, this is me writing. I must have wrote, well, I can't use any of that one, Vince. Not with that choice vocabulary. Now my reading is just as bad as my spelling here because I wrote meant to write well. So he just responds back, ha ha. Then his brother Mike pops in. Ooh. Okay, now this is just some other perverted stuff that shouldn't be mentioned on the podcast. And it goes on and on. And then no real questions were sent to me. He wants me to just tell a story about Whip 'Em Out Wednesday. Some old shock jock jackasses that from 1997. I realize this is Stories from Central Mass Podcast, and that's to be expected. Some old stories. I understand. That's cool. But I don't have any. I mean, you know, it was WOW Wednesday. You're supposed to write WOW on the back of your vehicle. We'll put a WAF WOW bumper sticker on Opie and Anthony. And girls, if they saw it, would flash you. It never happened to me. But evidently, if you went to Worcester Vocational High School with Jay and Vin, it was a whole different story. So if he ever cares to elaborate on this, I'll let him do that. Because I don't have any stories about this, Vince, you know? Anyhow. Oh, good, it's still recording. Because I switched screens. You know, I'm a multitasker. I'm a type of guy that doesn't know any... I'm like, I don't know how to send emails practically. I say practically because I'm embarrassed. Effectively, I can't send emails. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I don't ever do it. You know, my wife's like, oh, you can make a podcast, but you can't send an email. I'm like, all right, duly noted. So, I have a difficult time editing and all this shit. I'm just babbling now. But, so that's my topic I get sent. Vin's drinking by himself, cooking supper for the family, and decides that I should come up with some inter... I apologize there. As I was talking about my superior ability to manipulate different forms of media at once, such as a phone and a podcast, my wife called and I thought I lost the whole recording. But, you know, your boy Mikey here, he figured it out. And anyway, I was probably still talking a little bit there and I accidentally hung up on myself. So, I'm back. You know, the Jaws scratch tickets just came out. We've already spent too much money on them. I'm not going to get into specifics, but my wife wants some more. So, that's where I'm off to go do right now. Maybe that isn't important to the conversation. I just lost my train of thought. So, back to the podcast. So, Vin wants to, thinks it should be themed. Now, I think that's great. And I don't want every podcast be about what the podcast should be about. Or it's more of a, I got to get together with people. As I've said in the past, it's a scheduling situation. You know, people are married, blah, 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 the whole thing. So rather than even worried about what we'd even talk about, you got to schedule times to do it. I had all the best of intentions of when I went to that concert of podcasting in the truck on the way down to the show. It was an hour away. Yeah, we were listening to music, telling bullshit stories, and I was just like, ah, fuck it. I'm like, I mean, I should have. It would have been some funny stuff, but then, you know, you can't let it rip, you know? You can't let it rip like you can when you're just with your buddies because it's going to be recorded. I really wish I could because that'd be very, very funny, but you got to put a little censorship on yourself just for the sake of your family and work obligations and whatnot and so forth. So, at work this morning, I'll just let you know a little bit. Today's the 5th of April, 2024. My work, I don't need to tell you where I work, but there is a chunk missing out of a bridge next to my work right now. Because this morning around 4 o'clock in the morning, 3:30, a tractor trailer was coming down the hill and did not read the sign. And there are three bridges that surround my shop and there's only one way to get through that area with a tractor trailer. And he was not going that way. Dude hit it going like 40 miles an hour and just can opened his truck. I was in the bathroom at work, which there's a railroad track that goes behind my building. And I thought there was just a railroad car making some noise. It sounded excessive, but in the past it's happened, but not quite this loud. So the guy hits the thing, rips the roof of his truck off, drives it down the street and just abandons it. That's one thing that happened today. That was pretty interesting. By the way, the eclipse is coming in a couple days. I'll tune back in. Maybe this will be out before then. Maybe it won't. Who knows? So that's one thing going on. And then my wife calls me while I'm at work. She's like, you want to know something? She's all panicky. I got to tell you about something I experienced for the first time. I'm like, okay, all right, whatever. You know, I had my truck breakdown earlier in the week, so I'm doing like a couple extra stops that I wasn't able to get to the day before because... long story, just a longer day. So I'm like, whatever, my day already sucks, I can listen to you talk. She says to me, so I'm sitting in my office and I think he had like the wind blowing or something, and I thought another tree fell and landed on like on the house or something, because we had within 3 years we had 9 different trees. 7 of them hit our garage at different times. A couple of them fell at the same time, but overall 7 different trees fell and destroyed our garage. And then two of them tipped over and hit our porch. Everything's been fixed except for the garage. It's been torn down. And in the last couple of days, some tree branches have been falling and landing right where the garage was off of some of the remaining trees. If you have hemlock trees in your yard and you have the money to get rid of them, fucking do it. They have very shallow roots. They're very tall and they just don't have any stability. And they're just made to fall once they get to a certain height. I may be exaggerating this, but I think in my certain circumstance right here, you understand what I'm saying. So anyway, my wife thinks maybe some more tree branches fell. She looks out there. She sees some of them. She's like, I don't know. Then she notices the plants in our house are kind of moving. And then, like, I don't know if she heard something else, like crinkle or some other noise or whatever. Fucking New Jersey had a 4.8 or 4.1, her two different numbers, earthquake today. Now we live in Central Mass. I was in Western Mass. I was driving my truck. I didn't feel it. But my wife felt the earthquake. It's pretty crazy. Some other people in Burrville, Rhode Island, I heard, felt it too. Just from another guy at work, said that they saw it. And I guess there's a humongous fault line, bigger than like San Andreas and stuff, on the East Coast. Which again, I start talking, I start yawning. I mean, I'm sleep deprived, I apologize. But apparently there's a humongous fault line over here. So like everyone talks about the big one that's going to suck California into the ocean, because their faults are more active. But we got the big one, the world splitter, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, my wife felt an earthquake. That was very interesting. And now I'm going to pause before I say something stupid and can't use any of this because my editing skills, remember? I guess I can complain about this. This isn't my complaint about my company. This is complaining about... I'm the only one that drives a straight body truck at work. Okay, everyone else drives a regular bread truck. I drive a big truck, you know. It's the biggest you can get before you get to, like, having to use a CDL. And my truck, I'm the only one who has one. It's rented by from Ryder. And they come and pick it up periodically for service. So they picked it up 2 weeks ago. And I was like, cool. Because that very day, two check engine lights came on. And the truck was having a hard time getting to full speed. I'm like, all right. And my heater heats up in my truck, but there's no blower motor. Like, the switches are all screwed up. So it just eventually gets warm. And then... All right, let me just put it to you this way. I got my truck back for the first time in 2 weeks, and two and a half weeks, and we have snow on April 4th, and it was slushy snow, and I got to drive it, and the truck won't go very fast, and I don't have any defrosters. It takes me roughly an hour to get to my destination from Worcester to Springfield, and it's in the snow, so it takes even longer. My windshield was not clear, even partially, until I was 10 minutes away from my destination. So I'm using like every paper towel I have, ones I blew my nose on, everything, just to wipe the window dry. And of course, it's not drying. It's just wiping away some of the fog, but it's like, it's just not going away. So that was a hell ride. See, cars all spun out on the side of the road and everything. So I get to my first stop, everything's fine. Second stop, everything's fine. Third stop, which by the way, all three of these grocery stores are in the same plaza. Third stop, truck don't start. I'm like, all right, I do all the things I think of that have worked in the past. None of it's working. It's at 8:30 approximately. I've declared that I got to call somebody. So I call Ryder in Auburn, people that took my truck. And that thing, miraculously, their automated system switches me to some lady with a southern accent who I have spoken to in the past. I know I have, because this truck has broke down quite a few times, and almost every single time in the same parking lot. It's very ironic. So anyway, I'm talking to this lady, and then she's like, all right, I'm going to switch you over to customer service or whatever it was. I'm like, I thought that's what I was talking to. And I get a lady, I'm not picking on her, you know, she did the job fine, but she was like Pakistani with an accent. Now, I don't know if she just lived in America and had that accent, because she spoke English well enough and she was very, very capable of doing the job. But I can only imagine that it was outsourced to another country. All right. Meanwhile, I've only tried to call, you know, a place that's about 2 miles away from my work. And I get somewhere down south and then possibly somewhere overseas to work on my truck. I'm like, okay, whatever. So she's like, all right, well, I'm going to get you in touch with, because I'm in Chicopee now, with the phone number for the Chicopee rider. I'm like, which, by the way, when you look up Chicopee Rider Truck Rental, they have a phone number online. that's disconnected. And then once it's disconnected, it's like, what do? You start Googling things again and again, trying to find the number. I'm like, all right. Because I did try to call them directly, too. So now it's almost about 9 o'clock before I get off the phone. We got the guy. I'm finally talking to the guy in Chicopee, because Auburn doesn't do a damn thing. So the guy sends me over. He's like, all right, what are you going to do? Is your truck loaded? I'm like, yeah, it's loaded, but it's not a huge day. Which is usually Thursday's usually my suckiest day. But I didn't have, a lot of my restaurants didn't order. So I just had my standard orders for grocery stores and like one other place. So I'm like, no, it shouldn't be that bad. You know, if you just bring the truck in, you can pull it in to back it up to my truck and I can unload all my stuff real quick. He's like, all right, cool. I'm going to send a wrecker over there to pick up that truck and another guy driving one of our trucks and we'll do the swap. I'm like, okay. So I start listening to podcasts. I realize about an hour's gone by. I'm not hearing anything from anybody. So I call him. The guy's like, oh, okay, well, the guy's coming here in about 15 to 20 minutes. He's not here yet with the wrecker. And then he's got to do some stuff here, and then he's going to be about 20 minutes away from you. So I'm like, okay, doing math. I'm like, that's 45 minutes to an hour. So I'm sitting there listening to the podcast. I know, I've had to pee like 3 times. This is crazy. I'm sitting in the truck. I have to keep going back inside. By the way, I don't have any heat in my truck. And it's a shitty rainy day. So I have to like keep walking into the store I've already serviced over 3 hours earlier to go in and take pees. Great time. Great time, you know? So anyway, I don't know if the story's really going anywhere. But the point being is that they pulled the truck in. And the way I had parked was because the islands, the parking islands that I parked next to, I kind of pulled in and was cross parking across some regular parking spaces. So you can't pull a truck up behind mine to unload it. So when he gets there, I have to use the tail drop gate and drop all my bread down onto the ground on wheels, roll it all off, one at a time, whatever I can do, roughly 15, 16 stacks. Not a lot considering the size of the truck I have and the day that I had. Well, you know what I mean? So I got to get it all back in the truck and load it all up. Meanwhile, I should have been at my next stop without anything happening. I should have been there at like 10 past 8. I got to my next stop at 11:35 when I was pulling out of that place. So my day was fucking destroyed. And it's snowing and I got boots on. Now I'm the type of person, I bought a nice pair of boots, some Carhartt boots. They're quality. They got great soles on them, everything. They got wide so my feet will fit in them. But the damn things are so tight on my pinky toe. It just feels like there's something just pinching it the whole time, both of them, especially my right. And if I wear it for more than 2 or 3 days, I lose the toenail on my foot. I've never been a person that loses their toenails from running or has toe fungus. I got nice toes. I got nice tootsies. Right now, I got 2 black and blue toenails from wearing these fucking boots yesterday because it decides to snow on April 4th. And, all right. So, one good thing, I got a nice... So I have to take half of my stops and do them the next day. The good thing is that half of those half of stops I'm going to anyway with the second order. So I just bring both orders to them. Everything so pretty much works out. I got to do a couple of I'm losing myself in this story. I understand if you're not paying attention right now. Point is that it sucked and I had to once again ride a not coming up to quality right now. You know, your quality is lacking and my ability to even confer about it right now is lacking too. So, but I got a nice new truck right now. It's not mine. It's a rental, you know, and I got heat. I got the frosters. I got a nice power lift gate that works all the time and I'm in no mood to get my truck back. So it got abandoned out there in Chicopee. With this tow truck company, it's going to bring it to the Chicopee Rider to work on it. I don't know how we're getting it back. It's not like I'm going to drive out there and go pick it up. Well, I probably will eventually, but at any rate, that's how my day was going today. So I got to go out and do a bunch of extra stops today, but I actually managed it. You know, it's been raining and shitty today, but it isn't snowing. I mean, granted, there was an earthquake, but I didn't notice it. The eclipse ain't coming for a couple of days. going out with my wife this weekend. We're going to go to an adult prom put on by WXLO Radio. I got to come up with some type of a, which reminds me, I'm supposed to be going out right now to find some type of an outfit to wear, like an 80s prom. I just want to go have a good time. I wish I just already had this shit. Everything's got a theme, including the podcast, right, Vin? I used to put these free use musical interludes, is what they call them, on the podcasting app I'm using, which was originally Anchor. Which, when it was Anchor, it had more options. Now that it's Spotify, I suppose it's better, but they cut out a few of those options I use. But anyway, they still have these free musical interludes I used to put underneath the voice track so there wouldn't be any lulls or any quietness. And Vinny made fun of me, so I don't use them anymore. But my buddy Andy Griffin, a couple of years ago, he said he liked that. He said, oh, it's kind of cool. It's got the music playing and everything. So what are your feelings on the music on the background? I haven't been doing it lately. Sometimes it gave a nice ambiance to the storytelling. Other times it was completely did not go with what was going on. So I get that. I guess the real answer is, Mike, get better at everything you do in life and do it better, you know. Come up with your own music. Learn how to edit. Take time. Rewind. You know what I mean? So I get nervous talking about work. Now, everything I just said didn't reflect poorly on my work. Just this one company, which we're pretty much going to be cutting ties with soon anyway. But that's what I'm getting at when I say you can't just shoot from the hip so much. There's so much riding on this, you know, just in your everyday life. You know, I don't tell anybody at work about the podcast. One guy knows. I guess a couple people know. A couple people know that I did stand-up comedy when I was younger. Or open mics, rather. I don't know how this gets around. I don't tell people anything. I don't talk to anyone at work. I just hate to have someone listen to this and be like, oh, you're talking about your truck. And I'm like, no. You know, I was talking about my life. That was part of my life at that time. You know, I wasn't saying anything. I don't ever mention the name of the company I work for. But I suppose right now ranting about it is just bringing attention to it. So I'll stop that. And for a minute now, what the hell does that mean? I'm going to take a pause right now, do a little moment to reflect, run a couple errands, and I'll get back to you. I should rename this podcast. Mike talks into his phone on his ride home from work because it's the only time he can. But it's not like I'm complaining. Sometimes I get some of my better riffs when I do that. And you've been listening to Stories from Central Mass Podcast, to be exact. I'm still your host, Mike. Thank you for your support, even though no one does support. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I can't close out like that. It sounded negative. It's kind of funny, but it sounded negative. Thank you, everybody. Drive safely. Act accordingly. So I'm delivering bread to a grocery store the other day. Walking in. Probably, you know, thinking about stuff in my own head. What I got to do for orders. Time I gotta get home, what am I gonna make for dinner? You know, a million other things about the family I cannot just say out loud right now, but I'm thinking. And this elderly lady, she seems like she's got it all together. I mean, she's got car keys and her purse with her, and she's well dressed. She just says, "Also me." So what? Excuse me? Also me. So, excuse me, ma'am, are you talking to me? Also me. Okay, oh yeah, that's how I just responded. At this point, you don't have to understand everybody that says something to you. You know what I mean? Sometimes people just, also me, you know? They just say shit. I'm like, okay. And her husband, I realize he's walking a few feet up ahead of her. And he's going to grab my bread. And I'm like, oh, here, let me give you a fresh one. So I give him a fresh one. He's like, oh, thank you very much. Well-spoken, regular dude. And he's talking to her. They're whispering back and forth. I can't hear her talking anymore. And they walk away. I know this may not seem ultra strange to you, but I'm thinking a little bit about it right now because I wanted something clever to say right now on the podcast about it. But as I said before, you know, sometimes you just don't gotta understand what everyone's talking about, you know? Sometimes in life, it's just also me.
Anyway, thank you.